The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. If you were to begin to read the books which record our national laws in the Library of Congress, and you read them for 8 hours a day for the rest of your life, you wouldn't be able to get them all read within the rest of your lifetime. Isn't that amazing? Why is it we have so many laws on today's law books when early Americans had so few? Actually, the answer to that is quite simple. America's founders believed the Bible was the source for law. Noah Webster said, "The Bible was America's basic textbook in all fields." They believed the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount reveal the moral and civil laws by which man needs to live. They simply lifted the last six commands out of the Ten Commandments and built their civil laws on them. These commands, which tell us how to treat our fellow man, became the guideline for their civil statutes. The civil laws America's founders enacted were based on those simple teachings. That's why it didn't take many books to record them. They divided the Ten Commandments into two tablets. They believed this is how God intended them to be used. The first four commandments were about our relationship to Him. Thus, the first tablet contained those first four. The second tablet contained the last six commands and was about man's relationship to his fellow man. These last six commands are based on the morality of the first four. Our forefathers were trying to help us understand that our relationship to man is based on our relationship to God. Thus, they based our civil law on God's moral law. Without a proper relationship to God, there can be no true love toward our fellow man. Without a proper relationship to God, there can be nothing that works. Thus, they simply transferred the principles in the last six commandments into our civil code. Then they warned us not to give up either our moral law or our civil law. John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, who lived during the time most of our founders were still alive, identified this when he said, "The law given from Sinai was a civil as well as a moral code. Vain indeed would be the search among the writings of secular history," he said, "to find so broad, so complete, and so solid a basis for morality as this Decalogue lays down." End quote. Decalogue meaning, of course, the Ten Commandments. This is why, when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, He identified two inseparable commandments. He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Then He added, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments, America's civil law was originally built. How does our civil law, being based on our moral law, apply to this present day? Well, like this. We now have a governor in Kentucky who wants casinos to come to this state. There are candidates running in special elections to be held on February 5th. Who will help Steve Beshear bring casinos to Kentucky. If you want to preserve civil law that will preserve the liberty of your children, then you must vote for candidates who refuse to bow down to the casino industry. You must vote to keep moral law in Kentucky, not law that will allow casinos to destroy families, business, and government in this state. This is how you can preserve moral law. If you don't vote, or you vote for those who will bring casinos, you are helping to destroy our moral law. It was founder John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence, who cautioned us, "A republic must either preserve its virtue or lose its liberty." Will you vote to preserve moral goodness? Or will you bow down to the organized crime that pushes casinos? Those are your only choices. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.